joining us this morning. You know, speaking of pets, I was talking about dogs. You know, we have with us Greg Willie, director of Friendship APL, and it's interesting. Like I say, those my animals, they don't care about the time. You know, the clocks or whatever. They're if they're hungry, if they gotta go,
they're on their own schedule.
They gotta go like that. But you've got quite a bit of you know, dogs out there. How many at the moment? What's the inventory that you have?
The inventory? We probably have a 150 cats and kittens, and probably in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 dogs and puppies in our program right now.
Okay. Now, I was volunteered for a while. It's been a while since I've been out to the APL, but I did see on TV, because many times you're on because of different stories related to animals. Most recently was the cat that was found frozen.
Oh, yeah, Frosty the Kitten. That was the big story. We actually got calls from newspapers in Sweden, and that cat appeared in Die Welt in Germany. It was crazy. So, and, of course, all over America, people read about it. Our soldiers read about it, and the Stars and Stripes in Afghanistan. It was pretty amazing how much that story of that little kitten took off. So,
but that shouldn't surprise you, because you know how much people care about animals and pets, and if there's an animal in distress or some sad situation, you'll be called out, or you'll have somebody that needs to come in, and then it sort of snowballs from there in a way, right?
Oh, it absolutely does, and it's surprising what gets picked up. A friend of mine over at the Lorraine Animal Emergency Clinic, we had a story over there where a cat had gotten its paw caught in a fox trap, and the leg had swollen so much, and this group of doctors over there had actually shipped in leeches from University Hospital to try to drain the fluid out of the leg. And I literally thought that was something that hadn't been used since the 18th century. And here they are. They have these sterilized leeches at university hospitals that they use to try to save the cat's leg.
Now you should have seen the look on Susie's face when you talked about leeches.
I know.
Susie, you know, if you go in the hospital.
Yeah, they have those there somewhere in the hospital. It's pretty incredible. The stuff that they do to save animals is really what it boils down to, so.
What's the status of the kitten, the one that was...
Well, Frosty, obviously we have interest from all over the place in this kitten. We have had requests for adoption all the way to California to right here at home. We have dozens of people that are interested in him. We are still following up, and his last vet appointment hopefully is today. He did end up losing his tail from the frostbite, and also part of the pads of his feet were pretty severely damaged, but... We're hoping he's going to make a full recovery, and we get the final clearance this afternoon at Fox Veterinary Hospital.
How is it determined, then, who would adopt?
Well, we're going to have people put in their applications, and we're going to try to find what we feel is the best fit for Frosty. And people are there are going to be some disappointed people, but at the end of the day, this will be, we're going to try to find the best suitable home for Frosty. We do want to keep him local. We don't want to ship them to California or...
Right, but sometimes the publicity generates more interest and people come out, and there's plenty of other kittens and cats that are looking for new homes, right?
Well, I always say that's kind of my job. Every one of these cats and kittens, every one of these dogs and puppies have their own unique stories, and I always say to people don't adopt necessarily the animal, they adopt the story. And so it is our job to kind of tell the story for all these different animals that come through our shelter doors. And I really am proud of my staff and volunteers there who know these stories so well.
And of course, you have many dogs there as well. And talk about some of the improvements, things that have been going on over there. I did see when you're doing the news stories, it looks like some of your catteries look a little different, or they've been over the last year or so.
We got a really nice donation. Someone left us, named us in their estate, and they wanted all this money from their estate to go into caring for cats. And so we used that to actually build or remodel one of our rooms. Our cats, instead of being trapped in these little spaces, these little cages, have lots of levels to jump up on and play and get a lot of exercise instead of being kind of confined in this small area. So... you know, our average length of stay for a cat for us, about 3 to 4 months. So we want to give them as much exercise and opportunity to socialize as possible.
Are you coming upon a time, springtime shows up, is that also the time when you start getting the litters of cats? And there's that whole spay and neutering drum that you have to beat, I guess, at this time. Too.
Exactly. We're doing a TNR program with the city of Elyria and also North Ridgeville kicking off really in spring. We've been held back because of this horrible winter, but we know that it's coming, and we'll go from 120 cats and kittens in our building to close to 300 by the end of May, so that we're housing on a daily basis.
So you know from past experience what to expect on your doorstep somewhat. And I guess you should also talk about the procedure for people who are looking, if they have to surrender an animal. We talked many times in the past, especially during the tough times where finances were tough for people and maybe they lost their home or didn't have a place for their animal. What's the procedure for somebody who's either has to surrender a pet, or also, I guess, someone who loses a pet? What is the procedure for them to try to get that animal back?
Well, what they would do is they'd call our shelter, and we have lots of different programs, but largely the basic surrender process is that they would call our shelter, talk to our intake coordinator, Stephanie, and she would help schedule a time in. We try to do everything as blocked out and scheduled as we can that helps control the intake of our animals, and everything for us is about the ebb and flow, and you know, we want to bring them in as fast as we're moving them out, so we always have cage space available for these incoming animals. I know that requires people to be patient, and we ask that they do that, you know, because sometimes, especially during the spring, it can take a week or two, or sometimes even a month before we're able to make room for a cat to come in. So what I always stress is that they try to give us as much time as possible. So if you know you're in the process of maybe being evicted from your home, as sad as that is, don't wait to the day before you're evicted to call us. Please give us a little bit of a heads up.
Greg Willie is our guest from the Friendship APL. Greg, you mentioned volunteers. Talk about the importance of volunteers and how people can get involved.
Our shelter, actually, our entire success is based on our volunteers. And Bruce and Maddie coming out to our shelter for the first few years while I was there was a huge benefit to us. It helps us provide care, exercise, daily cleaning, laundry. They're, you know, helping with adoptions, helping with events, helping with fundraising. Our volunteers are involved in every aspect of our shelter. And when I started there, we were averaging about 4,000 hours a year, which may sound like a lot, but it's not that much for a humane society. Last year, we had 24,000 hours in volunteer service, and that also includes our foster homes, those that open up their homes to cats like Frosty, who are recovering from injuries or illness, maybe a litter of puppies that are too young to put up for adoption, but we want to get them a chance to get out of the shelter and be raised in a home situation. And our foster families open up their homes and let these dogs and puppies invade. And trust me when I say they do invade your home. But it's fun and it's rewarding and it's a truly great experience.
When's the next training? Do we have an orientation coming up?
We have our orientation just actually passed last Saturday.
Okay.
It's the second Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. at the shelter. It's always well attended, and you don't have to sign up. You just come on down and volunteer. Children have to be 10 years of age or older to actually volunteer with us. So just so long as you're accompanied by a parent, you're more than welcome. We really encourage kids to get involved.
Okay.
Do you have any animals besides dogs and cats?
Oh, we rescue everything. Last year we rescued 6 ducks out of a basement in Lorraine to a alligator in Sheffield. So we basically, at some point or another, everything basically comes through our doors. If people, unfortunately, keep these animals in their house, we'll get them.
Did the ducks did the ducks live in the house, or did they get in the house somehow and end up in the basement?
No, he kept ducks in his basement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
Like a good duck.
I guess so. I mean, you know, maybe they just started out as little ducklings or something, little ducks, and they grow up It's really strange. There's that time for the pigs. The pot-bellied pigs was always big at one time when a lot of people have that, or you talk about that. But you're there just to help no matter what against the Friendship APL over on Murray Ridge. Our guest today, Greg Willie, the director. Thanks for stopping in. People can come by anytime to see what animals you have.
Can I mention one thing?
Sure.
All right, I just want to mention on March 22nd, right behind us at Midway Mall, we're having our second annual Rally to the Rescue. It's a huge adoption event. 5,000 people attended it last year. We have lots of rescues, not including us, but lots of our rescue friends out there. We'll be there on hand with dogs, cats, kittens, and all sorts of variety of other fun animals. And just a great, great, great event put on by Partners with Paws and also Leadership Lorain County. So it's a really great event and worth coming out and checking out.
And again, that's coming up on
March 22nd, right at Midway Mall from 11 to 3.
Okay, Greg, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Thank you.